What's up, guys? Matt Wyke, Wyke Fitness, here with another Wyke Fitness podcast. Today's podcast, I want to do something a little bit different. And I've been getting a lot of questions about stuff about me personally, my writing, my business, my life. I guess people have been more engaged recently in my different articles and content and podcasts, and they see that I'm doing commercials for people and you know, voiceovers and all this different stuff. So they've been asking me questions through DM on social media, you know, private messages. On Messenger, they've been sending me some stuff through email. People say that they listen to the podcast. They have questions about stuff that I talked about in the past. So I've been answering everybody individually, but I figure some people might also have the same question or be thinking the same thing. So I wanted to go over some of those questions in a podcast and almost have it like an open Q&A from everything that I've compiled over the last week. I'm not sure if I'm going to get through all of this in this podcast. I don't know how long I want to make it. And it might not even be something that you guys enjoy. So let me know in the comments, whether it's on my website, send me a message on social media, whatever. Just let me know what you think about this type of open forum, so to speak, where I've been taking comments and questions and just answering them on a podcast. So let me know what you guys think. If you guys don't like the idea, you don't have any, you know, questions that you really are concerned about or wondering about, and you just want me to talk about things in the industry, whether it's fitness, health, supplements, sports, whatever, you know, we can go back to that. And I'm not going to do this every week. It's just a different change that I thought it's refreshing to do something new. So let's just get right into it. So I had a question on Facebook that came through in Messenger, and it's, what type of protein do I personally use and recommend? And that's tough. I mean, it's really based off of what you're looking for. Are you looking for something that's low carb? Do you want something that's a blended protein that's more economical? It's a little bit easier on the wallet. Are you looking for, you know, the highest quality protein that's out there? It really comes down to a whole bunch of different things. Do you want something that's a fast digesting? Do you want something that's a slow digesting? So I can't truly answer, you know, what type of protein that I use and would recommend. I mean, honestly, personally, I use a whole bunch of different things. I mean, I'm a little biased coming from my background with Metrex. I've been using the Ultramyosin Whey and the Ultramyosin Whey Isolate for, oh my gosh, over 10 years. So I'm so used to that protein and what I can do with it. Cause when it comes down to it, I get sick of, you know, plain vanilla, plain chocolate, you know, maybe it's a chocolate peanut butter flavor. After a while, if you use it day in, day out, month after month, year after year, it just gets boring. So I found different ways to tweak my shakes. You know, maybe I'll throw in some peanut butter or a banana. Sometimes I'll mix it with water. Sometimes I'll mix it with milk. It all depends. So me personally, I like the Metrex Ultramyosin Whey. It's inexpensive. The Ultramyosin Whey itself is a blended protein of concentrates and isolates and some casein. And basically, when I want something that's a little bit lower carb, I'll go with the Ultramyosin Whey Isolate. And then that's just a, you know, a higher quality, no blend, strict isolate type of protein. I mean, I'm also looking at, let's see, what else is on my shelf? I actually got a tub, and I want to thank Power Crunch. They actually sent me one of their Proto Whey's, and I'll be honest, it is fantastic. The profile is great. The taste is amazing. It mixes really well. Let's see, what else do I have? The Purist Labs, the MyoFeed. I have two different flavors of that. Oh, what's that one? Chocolate Cookie Crunch, I believe it is. Sorry, it's across my office and I'm trying to read the small print. And the other one is a maple buttermilk pancake. I'll be honest, the Purist Labs MyoFeed in the maple buttermilk pancake flavor, if you throw that in just plain oatmeal, whoa. I'll tell you what, that makes for an amazing breakfast. So if you're looking for something different, you want to change it up, I would highly recommend the maple buttermilk pancakes. Dump it in your oatmeal in the morning, and oh man, it's fantastic. What else do I have? Let's see. Obviously, with Metrex, we were owned by NBTY, and so I had, you know, different stuff from Balance Bar to Pure Protein to Body Fortress. Those are all under the umbrella of NBTY, or I think they now changed the name to Nature's Bounty Company or Nature's Bounty Co. or something like that. But I also have some of the Body Fortress Energy Protein. It's in, I think, like the Mocha Cappuccino, I believe, is the flavor. And that's just a straight protein with some caffeine in it. So sometimes I use that in the morning. If I don't have time to get a coffee or make coffee here, or, you know, I'm running late, I got a quick run out to a meeting, or, you know, I have a speaking event, whatever, I might just quick grab two scoops of that, throw it in water, shake it up. I get my caffeine, I get my protein, I'm good to go. I also have the Body Fortress Super Advanced Whey Protein. Again, Body Fortress, it's not the highest quality. It's stuff that you see in Walmart. Now, granted, I didn't have to purchase this, so don't be like, Matt, why are you recommending this stuff that you're buying that you're saying that it's no good? I got this free when I worked for Metrex, because I was managing the bodybuilding.com account, and Body Fortress was actually on their website. So I was getting different products, trying them, testing different ways to make them, putting different things in the proteins. So that's why I have them. But the Super Advanced Whey Protein, I have the cinnamon swirl flavor. I like unique things, at least trying them. I'll try anything once, and if I don't like it, I'll pawn it off on somebody else. Somebody's always in need of free protein. So if I don't like it, I usually put it out to any of my friends. If they want it, it's theirs. But the cinnamon swirl flavor is actually really good. It's a change up from the vanilla or chocolate or cookies and cream or strawberry, chocolate peanut butter, whatever. So that's a good flavor. And sometimes I even use that for my breakfast and put that in some oatmeal. That's good as well. So hopefully that answered some questions in terms of what I use and kind of what I recommend. Any of these will really work for you. It just depends what you're looking for, what you're looking to spend, what type of protein you're looking for, whether it's a straight casein, if you're looking to use it at night, or if you're looking for, you know, just a blended protein where you can use it any time of day, post-workout, as a snack of some sort, or have it along with a meal, or if you're looking for a straight whey isolate protein that you can use post-workout and throw your own carbohydrate source in. It's totally up to you. So hopefully that answered your question. What type of creatine do I use? I got that from an email off of my website. And, you know, it's tough because I've had good results with creatine monohydrate. So I always recommend people use creatine monohydrate first before they start spending the extra money to go to the CEE or the creatine, HCL, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Try the good old staple creatine monohydrate first. There are some people who are non-responders. Some people, you know, get like a little bubble gut. It doesn't digest great in their stomach, and it gets a little upset. So test it out. See if it works. It's the most inexpensive form of creatine that you're going to find. You can buy it in bulk, and it literally costs you almost nothing. So definitely try the creatine monohydrate first. If that doesn't work, honestly, I wouldn't even bother with any other creatine. I would just go straight up to the creatine HCL. I've found good results with that. With the monohydrate, let's say you take 10 grams, you're not getting a full 10 grams of creatine when you take it. By the time it's broken down, you know, you're getting a fraction of that. And with the creatine HCL, you're actually absorbing a higher percentage. So when you're comparing the two, if you go to a supplement store or you're looking online, you're going to see that, say, a scoop of creatine monohydrate might be, I don't know, 5, maybe 10 grams if you're going to do like a loading phase of some sort. Whereas if you do the creatine HCL, that dosage is generally half of whatever the monohydrate version is. So in my honest opinion, Creatine monohydrate is creatine monohydrate. I mean, I obviously wouldn't go buy some, you know, bathtub company that you've never heard of before, but, you know, whether you're using a creatine monohydrate from Metrex or EAS or, you know, any brand out there, it doesn't even matter. Just pick a brand. If they have a creatine monohydrate and they're a reputable brand, they've been around forever, it is what it is. It's not like a pre-workout where it's going to have a million different ingredients in it and fairy dusted here and fairy dusted there, and you have to figure out what type of dosages you're getting with each individual ingredient. Don't worry about it. Creatine monohydrate is creatine monohydrate. The same thing with creatine HCL. If you decide to go that route, if you're a non-responder or you don't, you know, the creatine monohydrate doesn't agree with your system, or you feel like for some reason you're retaining water and you decide to go the route of the creatine HCL, again, it's creatine HCL. You can go with concrete. You can go with, I mean, everybody has a creatine HCL these days. Compare the prices. Whatever sounds best for your dollar, go with that, and you'll be good to go. All right, next question. I don't like the taste of water. What can I do? Okay, first off, you need water. So if you're not drinking water, then you need to be. And I think somewhere in here, there was another question about how much water you should drink. I'll have to look through, and we'll get to that one later. But if you don't like the taste of water, I mean, you can switch it up. You know what? Let's get the question of how much water you should be drinking a day anyways. This is just a general rule of thumb. It's not gospel. It's not the only way to look at it. It's dang near impossible to say you need X amount of ounces of water a day, or, you know, you have to drink a gallon of water a day. There's no set parameter of every individual needs X, Y, or Z in terms of their water. So I know the guidelines out there are you should have 8 glasses of water a day. And again, that's just like a general guideline that they're putting out there in hopes that people at least will drink 8 glasses of water. It really depends on your activity level, you know, your climate. Are you in hot weather where you're sweating a lot? Obviously, you're going to need to replenish your fluids. So water is going to be extremely important. I mean, if you take your body weight in pounds and multiply it by 0.55, I would recommend that be the minimum amount of water that you're taking in every day. If you're exercising and working out, you definitely need to increase your water intake more so than from what you would get when you do that calculation. If you're in a hot environment, you're working outside, you're sweating profusely, then obviously you need to increase that water intake as well. But you can just use that as kind of a general rule of thumb that you should try and hit every day. And then obviously, like I said, if you are sweating and you know your water your water intake needs to go up. So we got that out of the way, and I actually found that question. That one came from Twitter. And let's see. So going back to that, you don't like the taste of water. I mean, obviously they have those things. Mio is one of them. It's just a tiny little container. It's a flavor enhancer, water flavor enhancer. So literally you just find whatever flavor you want. I think they have like lemonade and berry and watermelon and orange mango and a whole bunch of different things. You know, just grab one of those. And generally, they're zero calories, zero carbs, zero sugar. Obviously, they have artificial flavors. And most of them, unfortunately, have artificial colors as well. I've actually found, if you guys have Giant, it's a grocery store, at least here in Pennsylvania. I'm sure they have them in other grocery stores, private label as well. But Giant has almost like a Mio knockoff. And they tricked me. I was in a rush. I was at the grocery store with my wife and son. And we had to go back for lunch because we had to put my son down for a nap. And I was going through and I wanted to grab something just to flavor my water. I drink a lot of green tea, diet green tea. And I'll have to look. I think it's Arizona who makes the diet green tea in the gallon jugs. I drink that all the time. I drink it cold. I drink it hot. You know, if it's cold out, I'll drink it hot. I love that stuff. And it's not made from a powder. You know, it's actually kind of brewed and then put in the container. I love it. It's you know, no calories, no sugar. I think they use Splenda to sweeten it. So if you're not a fan of Splenda, then that's not for you. But with the Mio, I've been, you know, trying different ones, and I'm not a big fan of artificial flavors and colors, and I like it as bare bones and natural as possible. So I was walking down the aisle, and I was going to quick grab another thing of Mio, and I saw that Giant has their own private label. It's Nature's something. I can't think of the name. But I saw it had free from, and then it had dyes, colors, artificial sweeteners, artificial colors, and I'm like, beautiful. I'm getting it. So I grabbed three different flavors without looking at the back panel, get home, you know, fill up my my 64-ounce container of water, dump it in, taste it, tastes good, put the lid back on, I start going on with my day. And it just dawned on me. I'm looking at it. I'm like, this is really sweet. I'm like, what are they using in this to sweeten it up? So I look at the panel. They're using sugar, cane sugar. So I'm looking at the profile, and it's like, for every half teaspoon. Now, let me say that again. Half teaspoon. So I'm thinking, okay. It's like 5 grams of sugar. And I'm thinking, I'm drinking a 64-ounce, you know, growler-type container full of water. So obviously, I'm dumping in a fair amount to flavor that much liquid. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm probably taking in 20 grams of sugar. Like, why am I doing this? I mean, it's like drinking Gatorade or something, or a regular soda. I looked at it, and I looked at my wife. I said, these other two that I didn't open, they need to go back. There's no way I'm going to use these. So they ended up going back to the store the following week. But anything like that. So Crystal Light Lemonade, that's something else. I mean, I wouldn't drink it a lot. Some people, their body doesn't, you know, break down and digest the powders very well. It's difficult on the kidneys. So, you know, be aware of that, and don't use powders as a main source of your fluids. So, you know, maybe try the Mio route. If you can, just drink straight water. I mean, there are times where I'll be working outside, I'll come inside, and I don't want anything other than ice cold water. I don't care if it doesn't taste like anything. I just want water. It's like I crave cold water. So if you can drink plain water, that's obviously the best route to go, because then you're not putting anything extra in your body. You know, you're not taking in extra calories or colors or dyes or sugars or unwanted ingredients that you don't necessarily need. That are flavoring your water. I mean, you can even take water, buy lemons, and throw the lemons in your water, and it will just naturally change the flavor. You can do the same thing with fruit. And there are even water bottles that are out there, and this is just one variety. Obviously, there's a whole bunch, and you don't even need one of these, really. But it's where you unscrew the lid, and in the middle is almost like a tube that runs through it. And there's slits cut in this tube. So what it does is you put your fruit. So whether you want, you know, strawberries, cucumber, lime, lemon. I mean, the list goes on and on. Whatever you want to put in there, you slide in this middle channel. And it's contained in there. And then what you do is you pour your water into the water bottle, and it just basically surrounds the fruit And then obviously because of the grates, it mixes in with it. But even if you were to shake the water bottle, the fruit's not going to be flying all around your water bottle. It's still contained in that middle container container. So, I mean, that's a cool way to do things kind of naturally. And then obviously you can eat the fruit when you're done. I mean, if you like lemons or limes and you eat those, more power to you. I'd have, you know, the bitter beer face going. But if that's you enjoy lemons and limes eating them, more power to you. But personally, I love putting, you know, either cucumber or strawberries in, and then I'll drink the entire, container of water. Now, I don't have the fancy bottles that you put it in the middle. I just have one that has like a straw in it. So, you know, I'll shake it up and it's not going to bother me because it's not like I'm opening up an entire container where the lid is one open hole that, you know, you're drinking it and all of a sudden you're going to get smacked in the face with a strawberry or a lime or whatever. So try that. That's a great way to do it. And, you know, it really doesn't cost much. You know, just slice up a little bit of fruit, throw it in, shake it up, you know, let it sit for a little bit, throw some ice in. You're good to go. So if you're not a fan of water, I would try those things. You know, something like a Mio. They also have Mio Energy. So if you're looking for something with, you know, some B vitamins to give you a little boost throughout the day, you can grab some Mio Energy, you know, squirt it in your water, or, you know, go the fruit route or the Al Natural. Just throw water in a bottle or a cup or whatever and down it. You know, like I said, try and get that 0.55 times your body weight to get the amount of ounces you need every day. And that's, I just use that as a guideline for a minimum. You know, obviously if you're, like I said, if you're exercising or you're sweating, you're outside in the heat, it's summer, or you live in a climate that it's hot year round, then you definitely need more water. So be aware of that. So that one crosses off the water. Oh, let's see. Let's do one more. And the next one on the list is, I don't have time to work out. What do you recommend? Okay. So if I literally had a penny for every time somebody told me that they don't have time to work out, I could be a millionaire. You know, I would, Elon Musk and Bill Gates and all these guys, they would be asking me for loans. It's just a terrible excuse that, you know, I don't have time to work out. Really? Really? You don't have time to work out? What do you do at night? I can guarantee that most people out there are sitting down on their couch watching television at night. Very few people are doing something productive all day long. You know, some people, their alarm goes off, and it's just in the nick of time for them to jump out of bed, jump in the shower, brush their teeth, get dressed, grab, hopefully, breakfast. Some people don't even do that. And out the door they go to, you know, drop the kids off at school or head right into work. It doesn't take that much effort to wake up 30 or 45 or 60 minutes early to get in a workout. You know, you don't have to wake up and drive to the gym. I mean, if you have kids, you know, obviously, you know, you're not going to wake them up. Say, hey, mommy or daddy, you know, I got to go to the gym. And, you know, you need to get up and head to the gym and sit in the daycare while I go work out. That would be torture for that kid. So you don't have to do that. If you decide to do that, that's your decision. But you can work out at home. You can get your cardio in first thing in the morning. Wake up, you can do some fast estate cardio. Walk around the neighborhood. If you're out in the country, you know, go for a long jog. Do, you know, go out and do your cardio. Get that done first thing in the morning. And cardio is extremely important. That's something that a lot of people, especially guys, don't want to do. They would rather pound the weights and skip the cardio. So, you know, if you wake up early, you can fit in those things that you say that you don't have time for. Or if you get an extended lunch period, you know, most people get 30 minutes, maybe 60 minutes max. With that time frame, if you live in your office like I do, rather if you work in an office that allows you to go off site where you can go to the gym, get in a workout, and then head back to the gym. Or if your boss allows you to eat at your desk, where you can use, say, a 30-minute or a 60-minute lunch period to throw on your running or walking shoes and go pound the pavement for that period of time over your lunch, get it done over your lunch break. That way, you know, you fit it into your day, and then you head back, you know, change back into your dress shoes or, you know, high heels if you're a lady working in the business environment, and that's what you wear. And then you just eat at your desk. You do your work, you eat your lunch, and you multitask. So that's what I do a lot of times. You know, I'll be working as I'm eating. And, you know, I don't, that's not the best option. I would prefer to sit down and relax and eat my food, but I have a million different things that I need to do during the day. And even then, I don't have an excuse not to work out. For me, it's a priority. For you, maybe it's not. Maybe you need to, you know, reevaluate things. You should have your health and fitness as a priority in your life. If not, you know, take a good look at yourself. Are you holding on to a little extra weight? Is your body fat up? Are you feeling lethargic throughout the day? Do you have no energy? You know, can you walk up a flight of steps without, you know, huffing and puffing? Can you walk to the grocery store and walk around and get your groceries without, you know, feeling tired or exhausted? You know, those are all things that you need to look at. And look at your nutrition as well. But, I mean, in the grand theme, scheme of things, you saying that you don't have time for health or for your fitness is basically saying that you don't have enough time to, you know, to prolong your life. That's truly what you're doing when you're focusing on your health and fitness. You're improving the quality of life that you have long term. I mean, you either pay it now so you can pay it forward, or down the road, you're definitely going to have to find time to exercise. I mean, I have people that live around me who, you know, they're in their 40s, they're in their 50s, some of them are in their 60s, and they were inactive for a good portion of their life. And they're paying the price now. Now they're the ones out paving, you know, pounding the pavement and going for walks and trying to exercise and work off some of those extra pounds that they've accumulated over the, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, you know, that since they've left the house and they've been out of school. So, you know, saying that you don't have time, after work, go to the gym. At night, go to the gym. I mean, obviously, you know, you have to look at your own schedule and figure things out. I mean, I'm up early in the morning and I'm in the office till late at night. But yet, I still find time to do cardio and my weight training every day. There's no excuse. If you want to live long and healthy and, you know, without disease and illness and all these things, you cut your chances down dramatically when you take your health and fitness seriously and you make it a priority. So look at your schedule. And I mean, be honest with yourself. Write down what time you wake up and what do you do in that time before you go to work. At work, what do you do? Is there a time such as your lunch break where you can go be active? You can go walk around the building. You can go walk outside of you know, your work. What do you do after work? Do you have to go home? What are your plans for that night? Do you have a family that you have to go home to? How can you work around that? Can you go for a walk with your family? Maybe after dinner, you, your spouse, kids, dog, whoever, friends, neighbors, maybe you go for a walk. And after dinner walk, it's nice outside, go enjoy nature, get some fresh air, go out for a walk, family walk. It will be the best thing that you can do all day long. If that's not in the cards, you know, you have other things that you have to do, or maybe the weather's not the best, then maybe before you go to bed, try and fit something in. Go for a walk outside, you know, if you have accessibility to a treadmill or a bike that you might have at your house, walk the steps at your house for all I care. You know, assuming that you have steps either going upstairs or steps going down to the basement, just walk them. Walk up, walk down, walk up, walk down. I mean, any type of exercise is going to help you long term. So don't just think that you have to go to a gym to fit in a workout. You know, you can do body weight exercise at home. You can do push-ups. You can do crunches. You know, you can do close grip push-ups and work your triceps. You can use household items to do biceps curls and shoulder presses and side lateral raises. And I mean, if you have beams in your basement that, you know, it's wide enough that you can fit your fingers on, then guess what? You can do pull-ups and chin-ups. Or maybe you have a dedicated door that you can go buy one of those inexpensive, door bars that you do chin-ups on. There's so many different things. You can go get a stability ball and do ab work. You know, upper abs, middle abs. You can do rotational stuff for your obliques. You can work your lower back and glutes off of a stability ball. There's so much stuff that you can do at home. There is literally no excuse. You need to be real with yourself. What do you do at night? Of course, my dog wakes up as I'm in the middle of the podcast. Can you hear that? Can you guys hear that? He's going nuts. He's scratching. Hey, Bax, are you done? Buddy, stop. So, dog interruption. The life of a dog. But, I mean, there's so much stuff that you can do at home. What do you do at night? I mean, do you literally sit there like some people and you'll watch 4 hours of reality television all night before you go to bed? And what are you generally doing when you're sitting on the couch? Are you drinking a beer? Are you eating chips? Are you eating popcorn? Are you eating pretzels? Are you, eating leftovers? Are you having ice cream? You know, what are you doing during that time frame? I mean, heck, you know what? If you have access to a treadmill or a bike, put it where your television is. Kill two birds with one stone. I mean, you could literally do cardio while you're watching your shows. And, while I still hate that idea because I hate reality television, there's nothing educational that you're going to learn from reality television. You know, you watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or any of that nonsense. It's all fabricated. It's fantasy land. Cuckoo. Like, it's Looneyville. It's not real life. You're not going to learn anything from it. It's a fantasy. You might as well just watch a movie. And it's like, you could even do stuff during commercial breaks. For, let's just say you're watching your show, commercial comes on. For the duration of that whole commercial, do crunches. Or you can do, for the first commercial, do a plank. And as soon as the second commercial comes on, start doing push-ups. And you do these for the full duration of the commercial. So, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute, whatever. You keep going until the next commercial comes on. And then you just keep switching back and forth until your show comes on. And then you rest. And then once the next set of commercials comes on, you start it over again. You do your plank. You hold that till the commercial's over. Next commercial starts up. You start doing your push-ups. There's so many different things that you can do to fit in workouts or exercises in your life that the excuse that you don't have time is complete BS. Complete BS. So you need to be real with yourself because you're only fooling yourself. You're not fooling me saying that you have way too much stuff to do. You don't have time to exercise and take your health and fitness seriously. You're not fooling me. I mean, the busiest businessmen and CEOs and entrepreneurs of the world, they even have time to work out. So there's absolutely no excuse whatsoever. So we'll end it on that note. Take a good hard look at your life. Figure out what you want. If there are questions that you guys have, in your mind, let me know. Head over to wikefitness.com and you can send me an email from there. Follow me on social media, Instagram, it's Wyke Fitness, Twitter, it's Wyke Fitness, Facebook, it's Wyke Fitness. Just, hit me up on social media. Let me know, and I'll do my best to answer the questions. I'll respond to you personally. And then, if it's a good question, I'll throw it in the list for the next Q&A that we do. I mean, we got through, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 today. And then we probably have a good maybe 6 left over for another time. So Honestly, I like this. I had fun answering these questions. So if you guys like this, let me know. And maybe we can do it every other week and, you know, make it a regular type of thing. So let me know what you guys think. Hit me up on social media on the website. And I will catch you guys next week.